toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. Our website is free as well. You can go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we provide for you there. You can actually control the content of the site. That's the main feature. You see there on the front page, there are a bunch of different items with numbers next to them. Those numbers are votes. You get to vote on the things that you see on the site, but you also get to add things to the site. So you see something online that you think is interesting, you think our other listeners would appreciate. You just submit it as show prep, and then everybody else gets to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive and enjoy. Once again, 800-259-9231. As usual, there's much to discuss. There was actually a video last night that Dale had brought in, and well, he had suggested it, and we never got around to playing it. So I think we're going to do that here tonight. Plus, there's an update on the Anonymous situation. Apparently, Anonymous, the hacktivists, as they have been called, are not done with their cyber war. There's more going on. We talked about some of the things they are up to last night, and there's new news. Last night we were talking about how they are targeting the jailers of Bradley Manning.
Good for them.
Yeah, which I think is incredibly heroic. They're targeting the woman that runs the, I guess, the brig, the Quantico military brig, and also the Secretary of the Department of Defense, something like that.
Not the Secretary. Going after the White House, too. I mean, yeah. It's not like they don't have any control here.
Yeah, I always said I align myself with nerds because they will be the ones to take down the world.
Rule the world.
It's kind of coming to fruition now, so I'm glad.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
But Mark, beggars can't be choosers, right?
So. Yeah. I'll take it.
No one else is doing anything about Bradley Manning besides some lawyers, right? I mean, that's all.
I don't even know what else to do.
Yeah, there's not much you can in this situation. It you really are helpless when it comes to this.
Yeah. So we'll give you the latest here. According to LouRockwell.com, they link to ZeroHedge.com, where the world's most infamous hacker group, Anonymous, known for effectively shutting down their hacking nemesis security firm, H.B. Gary, advocating the cause of WikiLeaks and the threat made by one of its members that evidence of fraud by Bank of America will be released on Monday, has just launched, and I believe they did release that yesterday, has just launched communication number one in its Operation Empire State Rebellion. The goal, to engage in a relentless campaign of nonviolent, peaceful civil disobedience until Ben Bernanke steps down and the primary dealers within the Federal Reserve banking system be broken up and held accountable for rigging markets and destroying the global economy effective immediately.
Holy crap.
Yeah, those guys are just going to do that instantly. I see it now.
Now, I don't know what this exactly entails, but they have a manifesto. So there are some of their bullet points listed here. We are a decentralized, nonviolent resistance movement which seeks to restore the rule of law and fight back against the organized criminal class. 0.1% of the population has consolidated wealth in unprecedented fashion and launched an all-out economic war against 99.9% of the population. We are not affiliated with either wing of the two-party oligarchy. We seek to end the corrupted two-party system by ending campaign finance and lobbying racket. Above all, we aim to break up the global banking cartel centered at the Federal Reserve, International Monetary Fund, Bank of International Settlement, and World Bank.
Where do I join this group?
Good question. The seek and you shall find, perhaps?
Smart? I'm not going to seek, I'm afraid.
We demand that the primary dealers within the Federal Reserve banking system be broken up and held accountable for rigging markets and destroying the global economy effective immediately. Well, that's not going to happen. As a first sign of good faith, we demand Ben Bernanke step down as Federal Reserve chairman. Until our demands are met and a rule of law is restored, we will engage in a relentless campaign of nonviolent, peaceful civil disobedience. In our next communication, we will announce what they are calling Operation Empire State Rebellion. So, what will that mean? I don't know, but it sure sounds like fun!
I like the sound of it, too.
And that is all that we have on the update in the cyber war. Now, Anonymous does have its own news website. It's actually, I haven't been there in quite a while, so it looks different. I need to bookmark this thing. Anonnews.org, A-N-O-N-News.org. And that is where they have latest press releases as of, let's see, the 14th. So you get the freshest and latest news right there. They've got Operation Italy going on. I don't know what that means, right on, guys.
Stuff's going on.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of like little checklists that Anonymous has that have all the dictators of Europe in there, and they're checking them off as they're going down. So I think that has to do with one of those.
I wonder what they're going to do. I mean,
I always wondered about this group early on. It's like, how many, just because their ideas match with mine on this particular issue, and that issue seemed to be WikiLeaks and mm-hmm. Bradley Manning and that kind of thing, that doesn't mean that their ideas, by no stretch does that mean that their ideas line up with mine.
No, they like democracy, it seems, in a lot of their press releases. They do mention democracy, so they still kind of have this inside the system, state-based mentality, but
I don't think they're acting on that, though. I think their main purpose right now is just to go after anybody who tries to stifle anybody else.
Right. They definitely have it out for people that they believe are power mongers mm-hmm. within that system.
I'll take somebody who's 75, for 75% freedom. I'm for that.
Yeah.
Well, and they're doing something, too.
Yeah, and they don't seem to be doing anything counterproductive to the ideas of liberty.
No.
So, yeah.
Right. I mean, if the government wants to spend a bunch of effort trying to track these guys down and a bunch of time, attempting to defend themselves from these hacks, mm-hmm. that's less that they can spend actually putting people in cages, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. And democracy seems to be, for some people, a buzzword for freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, they'll use it as a placeholder. You know, Democracy Now, the radio program, often, has something bad to say about what's going on in Wisconsin as far as the teacher unions and stuff like that go. But they want a democracy. If they really want a democracy, they've got that. The Scott Brown or whomever the governor over there, whatever his name is, was voted in a democratic fashion. And as just like so many states, the Republicans had a sweep. I'm not for what the Republicans are doing over there necessarily, because I'm sure that they're not trying to get rid of all public sector unions. And I think that makes more sense than just trying to pick them off one at a time.
Yeah, well, I think for a lot of people, democracy is just because they've been ingrained with the state for so long that they can't imagine a world without the state. So democracy seems like the best, version of it.
I can't imagine a world tomorrow without the state. I think one needs to take steps in that direction. I think those steps need to be orderly. And if somebody wants to use the term democracy as one of those steps, okay.
It's just one of those steps that I'm like, okay, well, you can have the words saying that, look, we have some say in this, and then when you realize you don't, then you can just go the last step over.
They'll figure it out pretty quick.
So, all right, so now I have informed myself regarding Operation Italy. They have an English version of their press release here. Let me give you that lowdown. In Italy, AGCOM's authority to the communications, that entity is responsible for the supervision of audiovisual media services. Sounds like the FCC of Italy. TV, radio, internet communications, that entity in reality, however, plays a role in censorship and repression, indirectly controlled by the lobby of the audiovisual market, which are unable to enforce the copyright by technological methods, attempting to impose rules against repressive providers. The Pirate Bay, the case speaks for itself. Almost all Italian internet providers are prohibited by filtering the DNS and the access to this website, accused of violating copyright law, ignoring the fact that many circuits are running peer-to-peer content legally. So they're saying that in Italy, the equivalent of the FCC has basically cracked down on all peer-to-peer sharing and have gotten in the way of internet service providers allowing people to do this kind of technological content sharing, which, as they point out, you can use for fully legal purposes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty upset about that.
Wonderful purposes, I might add.
Yep. The recent decree, Roman's implementation, gives AGCOM immense power, such as the ability to monitor, filter, censor, and even disconnect anyone who violates the copyright laws. And we will give you a little bit more from the Anonymous folks, the hacktivists. They are continuously at it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And I just went and checked on that video that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I'm sorry I even mentioned it. It's been pulled offline. It was of a young lady who was, I guess, talking into a video camera, just doing one of the video blogs that you see so frequently on YouTube. And she was essentially saying that she had prayed for something awful to happen, and thank God that it finally did to Japan.
What she was saying was that that she wanted something to happen that would convince the world's atheists of God's power. Do you remember this?
Oh, I didn't actually see the whole video, so that was what I had understood from what Dale had said.
Her interpretation was that the earthquake off the coast of Japan and the consequent destruction terrible destruction that occurred there was God's answer to her and many other people's prayers that atheists would see a palpable and identifiable act of God that they could then see the light of God's power, His glory, and His everlasting kindness.
So she was thanking God for what He ostensibly did to Japan.
And interpreting the earthquake for those who didn't quite get the the death, destruction, the smoldering ruins, the people's lives laid waste, that in fact it was a glorious act of God and intended to show atheists around the world, especially, those people in Japan, they aren't real good Christians anyway, to show them all God's power.
Yeah, for those Christians out there that follow this, your God sucks, man.
Well, it's not. Most Christians probably wouldn't say that this was, their interpretation of it.
Maybe they wouldn't say it out loud. I don't know. I'm not sure how many of them have this view.
I mean,
if there's an ability to interpret it like that, that's a bad religion.
Well, I don't. So lots of people call God God, right?
Yeah.
And you can segment some of those people that call God God into Christians, and then you can segment some of those people that call themselves Christians into all kinds of other segments, and many of those segments would not say that this woman had a very strong grip on reality or God and His understanding.
No doubt, there are lots of Christians out there.
I'd say that this lady is the fringe of the fringe.
She's in the Fred Phelps category.
Is it Oral Roberts or whatever that said that Katrina came because the gay people were in the French Quarter in Louisiana?
I don't know.
New Orleans? I can't remember. I never know. I always forget the names of these folks. But there's people out there that believe that God visits destruction. This is the Old Testament God.
Teach you a lesson.
The guy that... doesn't mind virgins being sacrificed to him.
Because there's nothing more communicative than a natural disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing spreads the word about what God wants than total destruction of human lives and property.
If you believed in God, you still would have died in it, but would have been more glorious, I guess. I don't know.
So, anyway, the reason I bring it up is because I checked the YouTube, clicked the link that I'd bookmarked, and
if you just search the title
gone.
On the internet, somebody
has, someone's ripped it down
absolutely.
And re-uploaded it?
This is too good.
Yeah. Every video with any sort of merit at all has at least four duplicates across the web.
Well, I'll try to do that here, but I think you should know that not only is the video down, but she took down her entire YouTube channel.
You know, that might have been YouTube.
It said it was removed by the user. It could have been YouTube. But very interesting. I don't know if that's because the popularity of the video had exploded and she got a lot of hate mail or something like that. Because people are not being very nice to her, no doubt, and I think that's the wrong approach.
People on the internet just aren't nice to begin with.
Right.
Give anonymity to people and they can say whatever they want. But this lady was really... really crazy. I'm sorry. She's not in the realm of anything. She's not even the zip code of sanity.
All right. So to go back to what we were talking about before, if I can find the actual video, we'll see if we can. But to go back to what we were discussing before, the Italian FCC has been targeted by Anonymous as the cyber war continues. And by the way, Anonymous, hey, am I missing something in case you're listening? Am I missing something here on your website, anonnews.org, the news site? Is there no RSS feed? What kind of hackers don't have an RSS? I mean, you guys are elite. You should have an RSS feed so I can just add you to my Google homepage. So I've actually had to bookmark their website, but we'll keep you up to date. Anyway,
there's a way to fix that, Ian. Join Anonymous and make an RSS feed.
Right, but Mark, as Mark said, how the hell do you do that? So AnonNews.org is reporting that they are planning on an attack, apparently, on AGCOM, the authority to the communications in Italy, pointing out that they have cracked down on Internet service providers who are now being ordered to block peer-to-peer file sharing. And, of course, the ostensible reason for this is to stop piracy, as though it's going to stop piracy. Of course, people engaging in file sharing are going to find ways around this.
Right. Well, it's also like, you know, the way that authorities say at airports are capturing people that have large quantities of cash because they might be drug dealers.
Right.
So as if
just
having cash is a crime, as if sharing something peer-to-peer is a crime. Now, admittedly, the government has these bad old sort of concepts of intellectual property law, copyright, and all that stuff that they haven't yet figured out that isn't going to work in the new millennium. And they're trying to enforce that stuff. But I can share anything peer-to-peer. Free Talk Live is shared peer-to-peer.
It has been. Mm-hmm.
And we have no copyright on this, and you can use it for whatever you want.
So what are they going to do? Well, they talk about what's going on, and they say that this is all happening in spite of the so-called right to privacy and free use of bandwidth legally purchased by the provider. Anonymous says enough of this dictatorship because they're forcing these ISPs to filter out peer-to-peer. Anonymous says enough of this dictatorship. Anonymous says enough with this censorious climate and to the repressive methods. English is a little broken because it's a translation from Italian. Anonymous says enough to the systematic violation of privacy for profit. Anonymous says enough power to the lobby of cinema and television and for their economic interests that undermine the rights of users. Anonymous has decided not to stand still and not make decisions before the negative actions of AGCOM, the FCC basically for Italy. You ask the reasons, here they are to you, and then they give you more detail. We do not forget, we do not forgive, expect us. Now,
I believe on all their stuff.
Yeah. So that's the, I think, yeah.
Expect us, we do not forgive, we do not forget, expect us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it. That wraps up their press release there. So not getting too specific. And they weren't too specific in, and I guess that's good, that way their enemies cannot prepare effectively for what's to come. So they're not saying exactly what they're going to do to the FCC.
I think even if they said exactly what they were going to do, there's no way for people to prepare against it.
Because could be right.
These people, I'm sorry, nerds are smarter.
They could just turn their computers off, and then that would
even then,
that would protect them.
But hold on, isn't it a denial of service attacks? Isn't that what they're generally doing?
No, they can do other things.
No, like, they're doing other things like getting people's email information, hacking into accounts, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can't turn off your computer and keep your online email safe.
That's true.
Anything online is fair game at this point.
Yeah, if it's in the cloud, then you're turning that off. And then what are they going to do with the civil disobedience campaign against the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund? I mean, how will civil disobedience manifest itself in the digital realm, presumably? Are they going to actually go out in reality? This should be interesting to watch. Yeah. 800-259-9231 is Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World. WHEY.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the website completely free. So enjoy those various features on us, including archives. If you missed a moment of the program, just click and download. They're right there on the front page. The last week's worth at the top of the page, and then if you click into the archive section, that will allow you to access years worth of the show, all of it for free, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you do, you'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. If you've been thinking about starting a website, HostGator is the one to host you. Go to HostGator.freetalklive.com. Get your first month completely free. If you use our portal, it's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right. Once again, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Update on the video we were discussing a few moments ago. The young lady who was ostensibly a Christian talking about how she was praying for a message from God to be sent to the atheists, the dirty atheists of the world, to let them know the power of God, and that he answered by sending an earthquake and devastation to the people of Japan, those atheistic people in Japan. So anyway, it was pretty outrageous, got passed around, and one of our friend of the show had spent a lot of time watching this young lady's videos, and he had drawn the conclusion that she was for real, and she certainly seemed sincere.
Yeah, I'm watching the video, I got that impression.
Well, right, and she had a channel full of videos that, you know, had gone back for months that had the same theme, you know, the same kind of ultra-religious zealot kind of crazy theme.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out she was trolling the whole time. She actually put up a video, I guess just yesterday or very recently. She's got another YouTube channel, her real channel, I guess, where she, so she's taken down the God trolling channel and has now put up a video on another channel, essentially coming clean, as she describes it, that she was just gaming you all along. And she just got tired of dealing with the, I guess, the fallout and the hatred from doing that. And so anyway, I just want to bring that forth. But that doesn't mean there aren't people who actually agree with her. People like Fred Phelps and his church, the I don't even know this damn church's name. Westboro Baptist, that's it. That guy would actually take the the troll's side in this case and actually be serious about it.
It also brings up a good point that how many people out there are doing this kind of thing, like
trolling,
just making up stuff to get people upset over things, you know?
I don't know. I don't get it personally.
Yeah, I don't either.
I guess they just need a hobby or something like that, or they like messing with people's heads, but why not be who you really are?
Yeah, or use it, you know, for something good, like, I don't know, go to Fox and make a show.
Right, there you go.
We love the drama there.
Or call into a talk show as a character. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do something a little more creative than the internet. Everybody uses the internet to be a troll.
So we continue here. We've got more internet-based news, including, Meg, you're going to tell us about one guy, a blogger, who has been forced to pay $60,000 for posting things about a politician on his blog.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a politician, but they were considered a public figure for the purpose of the trial. But
we'll get to the detail on that here in a moment. Plus, a New York man is facing 5 years in jail for just linking to online videos. And we'll tell you about that in a moment here. But first, we go to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. Good evening.
Greetings, folks. How are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to let you guys know there was a fairly large day in the legislature in New Hampshire today. An enormous number of bills were voted on, and a clutch of liberty bills have passed the House of Representatives. Some of them I'm pretty excited about.
Okay. Tell us about them.
Do tell.
All right. Well, one that that is near and dear to my heart is constitutional carry. It's a firearms bill. Basically, what this bill says is you can carry, possess anywhere on your person, concealed, not concealed, in your car, loaded, unloaded, any kind of weapon at any time without any kind of permit or license.
That is great news, Dennis. Now, just to point out, you're only saying this has passed the House. This does not mean these have these have become law, but it's certainly a good sign.
These are not law.
Now,
it's a very good sign.
Just
in fact, this bill passed by a veto-proof majority. So
really?
Even if the governor were to veto it, this bill is going to go forward.
So presuming this goes through
now it's the Senate.
Right. Presuming this makes it through the Senate, this is a done deal, Dennis.
What do you think its chances are in the Senate? I mean, as I understand, the Senate is a pretty conservative body and pro-gun at this point, too.
I would say it's, the Senate, one of the guys who founded the Liberty Alliance had a saying that I really adopt, and it's that the Senate is a terrorist organization, so I don't know what's going to come out of that.
How long do they have to act on this? When will we see?
This should all be done. All of the bills will be all dealt with in the next 3 months.
Okay.
So anything could happen between then and now, but it's looking pretty good for basically making New Hampshire the most pro-gun state in the union.
How could it be more so than, say, Alaska,
Vermont,
Arizona? I mean, there's several states.
No, it's Alaska. It's only Alaska and Vermont that have better
things have
freedom.
Changed recently, Ian.
You're saying you can now carry concealed in Arizona without a permit?
It's my understanding that they all have what they call constitutional carry. Dennis, you probably know better than the two of us.
Oh, man. And, of course, felons, unfortunately for you, Mark, this does not do anything for
It's not going to do anything for me.
Felonies.
Nope.
Doesn't do anything for you. Hey, another one that passed that's really got a lot of...
Wait a second, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Made the claim that this was going to make New Hampshire the most free place, and it sounds to me like it'll just put us on par with Vermont and Alaska. So, I mean, how can you be more free gun-wise as far as the legal system than Vermont? I mean, Vermont has for a long time allowed anyone to carry concealed without a permit.
Hey, all I can tell you is what I, you know, I'm not a gun lawyer.
Gotcha.
So if
okay.
you guys are saying Vermont has even less laws, then, you know, more power to you.
No, I'm not saying they have fewer laws. Well, right now they do. Right now, it's my understanding that Vermont does allow carry without a permit. So I'm just wondering if there's some other way to be more free than that. If we're going to be on par with Vermont, that still makes us, that still would make New Hampshire the most free state tied with Vermont and
if
Alaska.
It passes, I'll get Evan Knappen on for an interview and we'll find out the real skinny, okay?
You know what, actually, presuming that New Hampshire doesn't have the stupid law that Alaska does, we learned about an Alaskan law this week that actually requires anyone who's carrying concealed to report said concealment to a law enforcement officer if they are within the vicinity, and how many feet, I'm not sure. But if, like, you're in the same restaurant as a law enforcement officer, you have to go and let him know that you're carrying concealed. So I don't think New Hampshire would have that provision, which would probably put New Hampshire above, at the very least, Alaska as far as gun freedom.
What if the officer was undercover?
That's a great question.
I would assume they could just say a uniformed officer. But hey, how weird is it to slip him a little note?
Yeah.
I mean, it's odd.
By the way, I have a gun.
So there's no doubt that, you know, this is a great bit of news, and it's certainly something that, presuming it passes the Senate and is made into law, should be added to the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, because already New Hampshire is a very gun freedom oriented place. So it's one of the main reasons why there's very little crime here as compared to Massachusetts, and so this will only take that a step further and make it so that people can carry without begging permission, which also means you can carry in your car, because one of the stupid restrictions that New Hampshire has right now is that if you don't have a gun-carrying permit and you have a loaded weapon in the car, even if it's just open out on the seat, that is considered concealed carry. And this will change that, correct?
Yes.
Very cool. So what else?
Oh, by the way, this gun thing comes on the heels of a bill that passed, again, just the House so far. This one hasn't passed yet. It passed the House once and it has to pass again. They did an amendment or something. But it's a bill that sort of nullifies all federal gun laws in the state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
Basically, what it says is if the gun is made in New Hampshire and doesn't leave the state of New Hampshire, then it's not under the jurisdiction of any federal gun law.
So what you said, that did pass or did not pass?
Passed once.
It's kind of a weird situation. Mark might have followed this closer than me, but I know it passed the House once, and they sent it back for some work.
More here, Dennis. I know you had more good news to announce from the system. The Inside the System work actually working out here in New Hampshire. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Upcoming Man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children for 100 minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our website totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
As we continue here, I want to make sure you know about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 20th through the 26th, up here in beautiful New Hampshire, specifically the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which is just incredible as far as the spectacular view is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Rogers Campground is going to be the place, as it was last year. You're going to be able to experience live performances, musical/panel discussions, speeches, family fun as well, lots of games, and even a dunk tank, from what I understand, is going to be on site. Agorism in action.
They have a little water park on site, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Pool
I think it's a
slide.
Pool with a slide, Mark. But it's still fun.
I don't know. That's what I was told
we
about.
We can make it into a park.
The
when,
kids,
you know.
That's fun anyway. If you're a kid and you've got a slide on a pool,
there's more than that that's in the front of the event.
And
For the front of the venue, there's supposed to be more. I'm going to look it up. I'll tell you in a second.
That's very interesting, Mark. It's not built in at Rogers from what I've seen. So they would have to bring the water park to Rogers, but maybe I missed it. Anyway, it's a lot of fun if you whether there's an actual water park or a slide on the pool. That's fun stuff. I remember going on the slide as a kid, and it was good. So the kids are going to have fun. Families are going to have fun. And there's parties, of course, campfires, camping. There's RV camping as well, plus even a motel if you really don't want to do any kind of form of roughing it, if you want to call it roughing it at Rogers. You got bathrooms and stuff like that.
Usually I just like pass out somewhere, wake up somewhere else. You know,
it's a beautiful
thing.
It's
one of those places.
Yeah, and the best part is being around the people. It's being around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals, people that understand what freedom means. And they are just an incredible group of folks who make new friends, meet old friends if you've been there before. And if you've been there before, you're probably coming back this year because it is that much fun.
I've never heard anybody say, I'm not going to Porkfest because last year Porkfest sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
It's never been uttered.
If someone doesn't go to Porkfest, it's usually because they unfortunately had something else planned for that week and they can't get out of it.
Yeah.
So you can go to porkfest.com to get registered. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event, PORCFEST.com. It's all week long. Can't make it out for the whole week. Don't worry. Come out for the weekend. Come out for a couple days. It's a blast, and you won't want to miss it. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Use our coupon code, which is Free Talk Live minus all of the spaces. So just Free Talk Live all run together, and you'll save 20% on your early bird registration.
There are two large swimming pools, and one of them has this big, long slide thing that goes, I mean, I'm talking about tens of feet, maybe 100 feet long. Hmm. That's not what you're talking about, is it? This
I
is in
know.
The front of the front of the venue where you wouldn't see it. It's past the hotel. It's kind of tucked off in a corner.
Okay.
I mean, I understand why you wouldn't go over there and wander
I
off.
I didn't go to the pool, honestly.
Yeah,
it's
for younger people.
So a bigger, even more fun slide is what I was aware of.
I heard there might be a slip and slide, too. I wanted to bring one last year for the hill, but they said something about the grass getting, you know, smashed down on part of it, but... Either way, I'm just going to lather myself up with soap and hose that thing down and run down it either way.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
It's fun.
So, porkfest.com, go get registered. Dennis is with a
400-foot water slide.
Damn,
wow.
That's a huge slide.
It's an additional charge, but it's there.
Wow, that's pretty epic.
Good,
all right, let's continue with, I think Dennis is here still in New Hampshire. Dennis, are you there?
I am sure here.
Are you going to Porkfest this year?
Unfortunately, I've got some family obligations, so this is the first Porkfest I will have missed in about 5 years.
That is just awful. How dare you not bring the family to Porkfest? But
sure, he has good reason.
Yeah, I guess you do. Hopefully, it's
There's
a positive obligation and not like, you know, a funeral or something.
Well, that would be awfully
far
planning,
out.
Yeah, planning
yeah.
far.
Yeah, if it's a funeral, just bury them at Porkfest. There's no reason not to go.
So you're giving us a rundown here, Dennis, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is the reason why we're all here in New Hampshire. And when I say we are, I mean all of us in the studio and you on the phone, Dennis, and hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people have all made the move to New Hampshire to get active, to work toward liberty in our lifetime. And one of the things I was skeptical about when I got here was the political system. And I told you, Dennis, you got to prove your case. You got to prove that this, you know, the political thing can actually work. And you have. It is actually working. And I have to say that, you know, kudos to you and the folks that are out there tirelessly lobbying and running for political office there in you know, the state house in New Hampshire, because there are now over a dozen so-called free staters that have been elected. There are something like 100 liberty-oriented, like certified liberty-oriented people that are actually also like from New Hampshire originally or slash have been here longer than the Free State Project that are also that have been elected as well. And there's been just incredible electoral success for a movement that is relatively incipient. I mean, this is a new movement. The Free State Project is still in the early mover phase. All of us, we've moved here within the last 4 years, and that's, you know, the very, very, very beginning of this. There are still thousands of people who've yet to arrive here.
Well, technically, I mean, nobody's hit that marker yet where everybody's supposed to move. It's supposed to be...
Correct.
Like,
we're not even close. I mean, we're at 10,700 signers, people who have pledged that they will move to New Hampshire, but only several hundred have actually made the move thus far. So, Dennis, an incredible level of success, I think, so far, considering the relatively early on portion of this Free State Project movement.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. So more stuff that has succeeded in the House of Representatives just today. There was a bill that I know a lot of free staters are interested in that would say that any public officer, while they are on duty in a public place, has no expectation of privacy and so may be audio recorded.
Now then, that is in response to this madness that the one particular police department, the Weir Police Department, has been engaging in arresting activists for using video cameras.
It's going on in other places around the state, but Weir, the Weir Police Department is off the rails.
They're real bad news, and so this is a response to simply affirm that human beings have the right to record these so-called public government officials. And I wanted to clarify, I'm glad you're on the line here tonight, Dennis, because I wanted to clarify this one. This is not public officer as in police officer. This means anyone who holds public office. Is that right?
As the bill is written at the moment, it would be any person who is a public, you know, officer of the government.
So is that garbage?
Not just a cop.
Garbage men, you know, clerks of the court, anybody who happens, you know, the Parks and Rec guys, everybody who works for the government.
Yeah.
And you said it would be in any government location. Would that mean that they would have to pull the court-ordered ban of cameras in the lobby here in Keene?
I think it's in any public place. Now, and I know that within a court specifically, I think there are certain rules that apply. They're generally kind of special, and generally, by and large, judges are little gods in that particular space. So I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that.
Why don't you go be a test case? Go find out for me.
Well, Meg actually has, and yeah. They kind of leave her alone and, like, whisper things to her.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of leeway here. I think it's the girl factor.
Yeah, if you've got boobies, you know, and then that helps.
But I'm very gentle and nice with them on most occasions when I'm not flipping out.
They've generally kind of backed down on that order at the Keene District Court. Damo, who is not a female, was able to film for quite a long time before they asked him to stop, and it was filming openly as in that location. So we've actually had a little bit of progress without, you know, legislative assistance on that one. But nonetheless, that's great news because it will reinforce the ability for humans to record these government bureaucrats. That's great news. What else, Dennis?
Jury nullification. This was an awesome story. A bill that said two things. Number one, that jurors must be informed of their right to judge both the law as well as the facts. And also that asserted that a defendant has the right to talk about, the fact of jury nullification and explain that as their defense.
That's great.
That bill passed the House of Representatives as well.
Is it also veto-proof, perhaps, or no?
I don't think that was a veto-proof amount, and I think that is a bill that almost certainly the governor would not veto. It wouldn't make sense for the governor to spend the political capital on such an arcane piece of legislation.
So how soon until that one would pass?
If it passes the Senate, it's going to be law.
Well, I hope you're right about that, because I know that the governor in this state appoints judges, and so he's probably buddy-buddy with a lot of these guys.
Also, I have a jury trial coming up soon.
Well, they actually allowed, there was a one lady, Nurse Patricia, and you can see over at tally.tv, the videos, or just search Free Keene for Nurse Patricia, and you can see her trial where, actually during the trial, the defense attorney is able to bring up jury nullification. So it's already happened. This will just make it official and legal.
I just don't want to get a charge of, like, jury tampering in the middle of my trial.
Dennis, we're running short on time. What else? Real brief.
Two things real quick. A bill to end affirmative action passed. A bill to allow nanobreweries pass, and I have to check up on the status of some other stuff.
What about medical pot? That's coming up, right?
That's tomorrow. Okay. Be there at 8:30 in the morning.
Fantastic, Dennis. Thanks for the call. People can go to nhliberty.org to learn more about how to get involved. You can get involved from the outside of New Hampshire as well if you're excited about all these things happening. And thanks for the update. Appreciate it. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.